своїм хрупом вкрили.
Alexei Kirikesha with Fata Morgana and a poem of Taras Shevchenko set to music, and that was Oichohote Pochornilo Zeleneyej Pole, and that translates as, O green hills, why have you turned black with the blood of our native sons? Alexei Kirikesha with Fata Morgana. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіо слухачі, на радіо передачу наш голос радіо українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio. Говорить Павіна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you courtesy the PCJ Radio Network. I'm your host, Paulina. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We've got Ukrainian Jewish Heritage back with us, and this will be Peter reviewing a book, another book exploring the Ukrainian and Jewish cultural overlap. As well, we have another book review on Knishka Corner with Myra Junik, and she'll be reviewing a new book by Professor Bohdan Kordan called No Free Man, and that is a book all about the First World War internment operations in Canada. So stay tuned for all of that. We've also got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up now are a few more tunes of Taras Shevchenko's poem is put to music. This is an unknown group. I just found it recently on YouTube. A Shevchenko poem, Techa Voda Spidya Voda, and that is a song about flowing waters near a sycamore tree.
Techa Voda Spidya Voda, Yarom na Dolinu, Prishayetsa. Над водою червона калина пишається, над водою червона калина пишається, калинонька, явор молодий. Бо лози, лози зеленіють. Тече вода із загаю та попід горою. Хлюпощуться качаточки по межосокою. Хлюпощуться качаточки по межосокою. А качечка випливає з качуром за ними. Ловить рязку, розмовляє з дітками своїми. Ловить рязку, розмовляє з дітками своїми. Тече вода, край города, вода ставом стала. Прийшло дівча воду брати, брало, заспівало. Прийшло дівча воду брати, брало, заспівало. Вийшли з хати батько і мати, садок погуляти, порадитись, кого хто їм своїм зятем звати. Порадитись, кого хто їм своїм зятем звати. Тече вода з-під яру.
Polka from Edmonton, Alberta, with a song from their CD Pochatka, which means beginnings. And that was a classic Shevchenko poem, Dume Moi, My Thoughts. Coming up next is a group from Ukraine called Tarasova Nich, which means Knights of Taras. And this is another classic Taras Shevchenko poem, Yes, Nesviti Dolya, The Fate of the Earth.
Єс на світі доля, хто її знає. Єс на світі воля, хто її має. Єс люди на світі, сріблом, златом сяють, здається, панують, а долі не знають. Візьміть срібло, злато та будьте багаті, а я візьму сльози лихо виливати. Затоплю недолю дрібними сльозами, затопчу неволю босими ногами. Тоді я веселий, тоді я багатий, як буде серденько по волі гулянти. Єсть на світі доля, хто її знає, єсть на світі воля, хто її має. Єсть люди на світі, сріблом, златом сяють, здається, панують, волі не мають. Ні долі, ні волі, з нудьгою та з горем жупан надівають, плакати сором. Кричать сови, спить діброва, зіроньки сіяють, понад шляхом шерецею ховрашки гуляють. Спочивають добрі люди, що повтомило, кого щастя, кого горе, все нічка покрила.
Слухайте радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з британською в Колумбії в Канаді. Говорить Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network, coming to you from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host, Павліна. And now for a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baker. A young woman working in an office in New York City writes, I was just another girl in a cubicle, doing the usual 2 years before leaving for graduate school. I was a mass-produced good. My row of cubicles was almost entirely female, dark-haired and petite. We all wore colorful pashmina shawls to protect us against the air conditioning, and we got our periods at the same time. Her life changes radically when she meets a charismatic Ukrainian doctor at a conference. He is an activist who helps Eastern European drug users get HIV treatment. And soon our restless young woman, named Sophie Pinkham, starts working in programs to reduce drug-related harm through needle exchange, drug treatment, and other services. Pinkham plunges into the chaotic harm reduction world of sex workers, junkies, and other lost souls in contemporary Ukraine. This is a world not often seen by foreigners. She meets a fascinating cast of characters, and her adventures in what she calls post-Soviet punk delirium are told in a riveting book called Black Square, Adventures in Post-Soviet Ukraine. Pinkham deepens her encounter with Ukraine by collecting oral histories about women's rights and AIDS activism, as well as making a documentary about women and drugs. Her various projects provide an opportunity to travel off the beaten path. One such trip is to South Central Ukraine. She is accompanied by two friends, sisters who had left Moscow as children in the wave of Jewish immigration in the late Soviet era. The now thoroughly Americanized sisters wanted to find their grandmother's village. The three women, with no husbands and no children, are sometimes a source of curiosity for puzzled, tradition-minded locals. The intrepid gals stumble their way to a town once called Stahlendorf, a town once full of Jews before the Second World War. There they found an old and bedridden man who was happy to reminisce. The last Jew in Stahlendorf came from a family of farmers who had been sent to the region by the Tsar, along with hundreds of other Jews. He told Pinkham that once upon a time, the Jews and the Ukrainians and the Russians there had gotten along, more or less. Then Stalin starved them. They had to eat prairie dogs. Later the Germans invaded, and at age 15, the last Jew in Stahlendorf had driven the family's cows all the way to Kazakhstan, eating more prairie dogs. His sister and father were killed in the war. He and his mother returned alone to their village. They continued to eat prairie dogs, for even in peacetime, even when the crops had grown back, they had grown fond of the taste. This was an expedition into Ukraine's past. Pinkham encounters Ukraine's present in her friendship with the musician Mitya. Mitya is a Jewish conservatory-trained clarinetist from Russia who formed a klezmer band in KU. Pinkham describes his clarinet playing as nimble and tender, with an absolutely pure tone, like a ray of sunlight dancing through forest cover. Mitya's klezmer band was initially skeptical of the revolution of dignity on the Maidan. They were all from southern or eastern Ukraine and spoke Russian. But then they played a show in Moscow, and they argued with a hostile and brainwashed audience steeped in anti-Ukrainian propaganda. After that experience, the band started wearing Ukrainian ribbons. Mitya went on to sing the early 20th century Yiddish revolutionary song Down with the Police on the main stage of the Maidan. In a twist, the song was performed in a Ukrainian language version prepared by Mitya's Yiddish teacher Tanya. In a further twist, Tanya is a Ukrainian who mastered Yiddish because she believes the language was important for Ukrainian history. Pinkham ironically notes these testaments to the intimacy of Jewish and Ukrainian culture while also filling in some poignant backstory. Mitya's grandmother was from KU. Her entire family was killed at Babyn Yar. She and her sister were able to get out before the Germans came. The grandmother was never able to bring herself to return to KU, but her grandson had grown to love KU. Pinkham writes about Mitya, as he imagined it, the music that had evaporated into the atmosphere after the destruction of Ukraine's Jewish community would condense into sound again. Black Square, Adventures in Post-Soviet Ukraine by Sophie Pinkham, is published by W.W. Norton and is available in bookstores or through online booksellers. This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baeger. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more about their work, visit their website and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage are available at their website, ukrainianjewishencounter.org, as well as at the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com. Manitoba, Paris to Kiev from their first CD, self-titled, and that was a Bukovinian polka. Coming up next, a group from Toronto that goes by the name of Zubriovka. Here they are from their first CD, Znovu Vdoma, Home Again, and Chom Te Ne Prisho, Why Didn't You Come?
Як місяць зійшов, я тебе чекала. Чи коня нема, чи стежки не знав, мати не пускала. Чи коня нема, чи стежки не знав, мати не пускала.
Я знав, і мати пускала. Найменша сестра, подай не зросла, сідельце сховала. Найменша сестра, подай не зросла, сідельце сховала.
старша сестра, сідниця знайшла, коня осідлала. Твої братіку, до дівчинки, що тебе чекала.
Є inimitable Picardiska Terezia from Ukraine with a song about a Western Ukrainian city known and loved by most diaspora Ukrainians, Lviv. Coming up next, an Ottawa group called Ukrainia, and this is a song from their self-titled CD called Chovin Kithayetsya, The Rocking Boat.
Серед води плещи об хвилі весло, місячнім сяйві біліють сади, здалека видно село.
Прийди, прийди, забудем день.
Welcome to Knizhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knizhka Corner, we will be discussing Bohdan Kordan's book, No Free Men, Canada, the Great War, and the Enemy Alien Experience. In his introduction, Bohdan Kordan tells readers, "This book is about the enemy alien experience in Canada during the Great War. It does not pretend to be a definitive statement. It does, however, aim to add to an understanding of that experience. It includes a critical reading of government policy and decision-making, examining the role that internment played in the government's strategic engagement with the enemy alien problem. Funded in part by the Canadian First World War Internment Recognition Fund and published by the McGill Queen's University Press, this book is a scholarly examination of the internment experience. No Free Man is divided into 5 chapters examining the concept of enemy alien, the political choices made about internment during World War I, the experience of internment, the impact on the Canadian community, and the consequences of internment for Canadian history. As early as August 1914, Canada had designated individuals of German and Austro-Hungarian birth as enemies of Canada. This designation encouraged fear and suspicion in the general Canadian population. Anyone who was even remotely connected with these countries was considered a threat. Ukrainian immigrants who had fled their homeland to start a new life in Canada were also labeled as enemy aliens. At first, only actual German soldiers and sailors in Canada were locked up in secure facilities. However, in the spring of 1914, Canada experienced mass unemployment. Individuals labeled as enemy aliens found it difficult to find work and support their families. Single men in particular faced prejudice because of their new label. Potential employers were reluctant to give them work as rumors of subversion and espionage increased fears. Eventually, the government started internment camps to deal with these unemployed and impoverished enemy aliens who were seen as a potential threat to Canadian society. By the end of World War I, approximately 8,000 Canadian civilians were imprisoned in these camps. Internment deprived certain individuals of their basic human right, freedom. The internment camps spread throughout Canada, and the government decided to use the internees as forced laborers on public works projects. Along with hard labor, internees were subjected to harsh treatment in the camps. Food was scarce and often spoiled, and some guards were extremely cruel. Several internees tried to escape, only to be recaptured. Some were even killed by guards while escaping. Later in the war, when the economic climate changed and laborers were now needed, internees classified as non-dangerous were sent to work in agriculture and mining. However, some employers treated them unfairly, not least of all by underpaying them for their work. Internees had exchanged one servitude for another. This is a very well-written scholarly book about internment. It has extensive and detailed footnotes. While Ukrainians were not the specific focus of this text, there are many anecdotes about the Ukrainian experience of internment. Bohdan Kordan's book, No Free Man, is definitely meant for scholars of Canadian history. However, all readers interested in the history of Canadian internment will definitely enjoy this book. Bohdan Kordan has a BA from the University of Toronto, an MA from Carleton, and a PhD from Arizona State. He is professor of international relations in the Department of Political Studies at St. Thomas More College, University of Saskatchewan. His research interests include multiculturalism, nationalism, ethnic conflict, historical cartography, and the politics of state-minority relations in Eastern Europe. He has published articles in the Journal of Canadian Studies and Queen's Quarterly. His books include Canada and the Ukrainian Question, 1939-45, A Study in Statecraft, Enemy Aliens, Prisoners of War, Internment in Canada During the Great War, A Bare and Impolitic Right, Internment and Ukrainian-Canadian Redress, and The Mapping of Ukraine, European Cartography and Maps of Early Modern Ukraine, 1550-1799. Bohdan Kordan's book, No Free Man, is a chilling reminder of the necessity to defend and protect human rights even in times of extreme crisis and conflict. No Free Man is available at Chapters Indigo and Amazon.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Young stranger, as you walk these trails of beauty, and you feel the mountain air caress your face, as you play in the shadow of the Rockies, remember who toiled in this place. Please remember who toiled in this place. They courted our labor and called us to settle the great Canadian plains. But how fickle the love of a fair young Alberta for her enemy aliens. And pity the young man in 1914 who hadn't a job or a trade. And doubly so the man from Galicia, for he was soon detained. Young stranger, as you walk these trails of beauty, and you feel the mountain air caress your face, as you play in the shadow of the Rockies, remember who toiled in this place. Please remember who toiled in this place. Our invisible hands worked in nature's cathedral for the pleasure of tourists in town. 6 days a week at slavery's wages, still we were not wanted around. At a camp that lay beneath Castle Mountain, rotten food and sodden tents. The most glorious place in the world is ugly when seen through a barbed wire fence. Young stranger, as you walk these trails of beauty, and you feel the mountain air caress your face, as you play in the shadow of the Rockies, remember who toiled in this place. Please remember who toiled in this place. Our footsteps and voices have long since faded from these pristine forest paths. Yet many's the mile and the hour we trudged here to our place of labor and back. If you listen, young stranger, the wind in the pines, or the water over the stones, you may hear the songs we sang to each other to remind us of our home. Young stranger, as you walk these trails of beauty, and you feel the mountain air caress your face, as you play in the shadow of the Rockies, remember who toiled in this place. Please remember who toiled in this place.
Edmonton folk singer Maria Dunn with an original composition, hers, In the Shadow of the Rockies. And that musical interlude was Brian Cherwick of the Cubasonics on the cimbala, the hammered dulcimer. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com, where you can get podcast links to all three editions of the show. Nežalme wszystkim chile naszego programu, pora nam prostate się na szczodzień tydzień, wczu czas do domu i skazate do pobaczenia. Ale przed tym, ja chcę zalecić was takimi słowami mudrosti. Slabej silnoho ne pobidit. And our proverb of the week translates as, the weak cannot conquer the strong. Well, our time is about up, so to take us to the end of our program, one last toe tapper by the Playboy Band from Edmonton from their wedding album and the Kolomeika in C minor. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, Pokrinske Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobaczenia.
Чи суди дівчиноєнько. Ой, пасіче, старий коня, пасіче, пасіче, як я піду до дівчини, сам я ще верніться. Моя юбка файна. Пам'ятаю, дівчанайко, як вона чудувала, коло тої кірничеку звідси воду брала. Сто діяври на водою хитаю собою, що ти дуже так самяний, як я за тобою.